Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
I didn't write this to impress you, and I didn't rehearse this to perfect it. I'm not here to perform. I'm here to transmit truth. So let's begin. Let's begin with the breath. Place your hand on your heart. Feel your body. Feel your truth. Feel your joy already living inside of you. And let me ask you something that might stir your soul. What if the one thing you've been calling survival was actually suppression? What if the fatigue, the fog, that fear weren't just symptoms of your past, but signals that your body was begging for clarity? And what if joy isn't something you earn after healing, but something that you activate through it? Now, these aren't rhetorical. These are invitations to stop performing wellness and start embodying wholeness. To awaken to joy, not someday, but now. So before we go deeper, let me tell you who I am and why this message matters. I'm Sarita Morales. I'm a cancer coach, and I'm a cancer thriver. I took chemo for 13 years. And I didn't just study healing. I lived it. And now I get to help others recode survival into sovereignty, to help them reclaim joy as their birthright. Because let's talk about what's really happening beneath the surface. You've done the work. You've read the books. You've taken the courses. You've journaled, meditated, even manifested. And yet, you keep getting stuck. Stuck in that same frustrating cycle. You want truth. You want true financial freedom, deep trusting relationships, great health, and maybe those relationships start out promising, and in the end, it's the same heartbreak. Maybe you've worked hard to improve your finances, but freedom stays just out of reach. Maybe everything looks good, but inside you're battling stress, low energy, or self-doubt. Here's what's really going on. Unhealed emotional wounds, negative energy cords, deep-seated beliefs, and energetic imbalances. Now, these patterns, they don't shift with surface-level solutions. They must be healed at the source. So here I am. It's COVID. Just got a divorce, sold my home, moved to the state that my job is in, get laid off. My kids move in with their dad, and I'm all alone. And I'm surrounded by boxes, 2,500 square feet of boxes in a 750 square foot apartment in New York City. God, when I think about that time now, I was scared. I was alone, but I knew I did the right thing. No one believed in what I was doing. Because how does a woman taking chemo for 11, 12 years decide she needs a divorce? And I'll tell you why. It was the first time in my life I put myself first. I call it devotion to self. So I went to a corner in my apartment and I looked up. And for the first time since I got that diagnosis, I said, God, it's me. It's Sarita. And I need you. I need you to love me. I need you to protect me. And I need you to tell me that everything is going to be okay because everyone's mad at me. But I know I did the right thing. And then I felt it. I felt this hug. He hugged me. I felt the warmth on my arms. I feel it now. God, my body's tingling. My heart is tingling. I had not felt that in years. And I knew that he had my back. I knew that he had me. I knew I was becoming. So I just leaned in even more. And I let him hold me. And for 20 minutes, I sat there and I cried. And I cried and I cried. And then it was okay. I felt okay. God had me. Then I wiped my tears and I started to unpack. Now, this wasn't the end of this story. Because a few months later, I get a call. Now, remember, we're still in COVID. And my sister says, would you speak to this woman? Mom's 27-year-old daughter just got a diagnosis of breast cancer, stage four metastasis. Speak to her. Let her know what she's up against and how she can move through it. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to do that because I knew what that moment felt like for her. And so we had a call the next day. And I let her pour out everything she was feeling. She was feeling angry. She was told of this diagnosis with no compassion, with no empathy. They gave her a medical plan, a medical treatment, and that was it. And she felt so alone and she didn't know how to help her daughter. And unfortunately, her own traumas and her limiting beliefs were getting in the way. So I just let her ask me any question. And at the end, I tell her the seven things that I recommend she does. One, because you're going to find that you're not breathing. Two, get a second or third opinion because you deserve to get the best treatment out there. And every institution cares for cancer differently. Three, get a cancer coach. I have no idea where that came from. That was him. I had never heard of one, read about one, didn't know anything about a cancer coach. Four, remove processed foods from your diet and incorporate more of that whole foods because food is medicine. Five, move your body. Because if you remember what Tony Robbins says, he says, to move your state, you have to move your body. Six, get your tribe together. Find out who's going to come with you to doctor's appointments, who's going to call you to see how you're doing, who's going to help you with groceries, because you're going to need your tribe. And seven, believe in something higher than yourself, no matter what that is for you. And here I was, shocked. These are the things that were just coming out of my mouth. I didn't have a plan. It was a calling. I didn't have a script, but I had a story. I didn't have permission, but I had a purpose. And so I started coaching, not from perfection, but from presence, lived experience, not from textbooks, but from truth. So I coach from the cracked open places, from the kitchen dances, from the mirror rituals, and from the joy that survived the fire. Because that's how Life by Design, Not Default, my program, was born. Not as a brand, as a transmission, as a reminder that you do not have to wait for permission. You do not have to wait for applause. You do not have to wait for healing to be complete. You can rise now. You can lead now. And you can awaken joy right here, right now. That divine whisper, it cracked something open in me. I was trying to build a new life using old perspectives. And I was relying on survival mode strategies to create thrivership. And it wasn't working. I was eating clean, studying nutrition, doing all the right things. But I still felt stuck. And that's when I realized the blocks weren't in my habits. They were in my coding. You see, I had inherited trauma, and not just from my own life, but from generations before me. Hell, from past lives, from ancestral wounds. So I did the only thing I could do. I went deep. I worked with hypnotherapists, NLPs, energy healers. And we didn't just talk about the trauma. Hell, we recoded it. I released beliefs that weren't mine. I cut those cords that were draining me. I balanced my masculine and feminine energies. And slowly, I stopped surviving. And I started thriving. I started smiling for no reason. Hell, I started dancing in my kitchen. And I started awakening to joy. And one of the most powerful shifts came through something that we all do every day, eating. I hired a WellFit nutrition coach, even while earning my certification, because I realized that knowing about food isn't the same as knowing yourself through food. So I learned how to read labels, and I sort through the marketing. And I remove processed foods, not out of punishment, but out of reverence. I started blessing the food. I began to eat with joy. And every bite became like a prayer. And every meal was a moment of celebration. Not too long ago, I completed a major creative milestone, and I felt so proud. Not performative pride, it was sacred pride. The kind that comes from transmuting pain into purpose and from turning survival into sovereignty. I had spoken my truth. And even though it felt vulnerable, I had shared my life experiences so others could see what healing actually looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. And that night, I celebrated myself. I sang love songs to my reflection. I swayed to music. I whispered, I love you. I'm proud of you. And I meant it. Later that day, I shared the news with someone that I deeply love, someone that I hope will echo my joy. But the silence followed, and it was familiar. It was the same silence I knew as a child, when I longed to be seen, celebrated, and held. When I finally ask, are you not going to congratulate me? The answer was deflection. Avoidance. It was a repetition of lifelong pattern. But in that moment, I chose to do something different. I didn't shrink. I didn't beg. I didn't defer. I named my wound and I drew the boundary. I said, if you can't give it to me, I won't force you. But know this, I will share less with you. And that decision, it wasn't made in anger. For the first time in my life, it was made in clarity. Because now I understood that her inability to celebrate me had nothing to do with me. It was about her own childhood, her own past lives, her own unhealed story. And I no longer needed validation from anyone but me. That felt so good. That's why I parent myself the way I parent my children, with compassion, with celebration, with love. I am my own best friend, my own mirror, and my own witness. And most importantly, I love myself. And then I love myself some more. So now I invite you, gently, lovingly, to name one moment that you celebrated without external validation. Maybe it was quiet. Maybe it was bold. Maybe it was the first time you even said, I'm proud of me, and I meant it. Write it down. Speak it loud. Let it live in your body. Place your hand over your heart and look into your own eyes and say it. I love you. I love you and I love you some more. And let your body receive it. Let your cells remember it. Let your joy rise, not as a reward, but as a remembrance. Because you were born joyful. And joy is your birthright. It's interesting that we're in the midst of an eclipse, because during May 26th of 2021, during the full moon total lunar eclipse, I wrote a poem. And this, I was at the tail end of my forgiveness tour, forgiving me. Here's what I wrote, and let me know if it resonates with you. I accept myself and what I participated in. I said what I said, I did what I did, and I understand that at that time, that felt right to me. And at that level of consciousness, I did not know better. Now I understand of what my truth is and how I show up. You see, I see it differently. I am a different me. I am aware now, and I am bigger in my consciousness and in my heart. I no longer will hold myself hostage. I am healing across generational ancestors. I am not my past. I am enough. And I would love me, and then I would love me some more. And so it is with serious joy. Now, this wasn't a performance. It was a permission slip for me, for you, for every soul waiting to feel worthy of joy. And so now I leave you with this. If this message stirred something in you, if you're ready to reclaim joy and to rewrite your story and rise in your own legacy, I'd love to walk beside you. I am Sarita Morales, Cancer Thriver. Legacy disruptor, joy activator. And I'm here to remind you that you don't need permission to be powerful. You just need to remember who you are. Because joy is your birthright. So whether you're taking chemo for 6 months, a year, or 13 months, or 13 years, know that you deserve to live with joy here, with peace, love, and joy in your heart. You don't have to wait for the outside world to tell you you're okay. You don't have to wait for that doctor to tell you that your cancer is gone. Your worthiness comes from within. It comes from making the heart the leader and living in pure joy. Unfortunately, one in three women will get this diagnosis. And I believe one in eight men will get it as well. But just know you are worthy. You can live your life by design, not default. You can change your legacy. I'm still changing mine. I'm being led. And it's been the best thing I've ever done. And this is talking from a finance professional who's a real type A person and did not want to change her life. Because I liked my life. I liked my career. I liked my title.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.